and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard, women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. And I am Renee Bernard, which is just, I don't know, I said still sort of amazes me sometimes, but there you have it. And and tonight, we were scheduled to talk to Pamela Clare, but somebody must have told her some sort of rumor or stories about the show and how maybe it's silly. And she hasn't called in yet. So I think we have Sheila back from the...
I'm the default, right?
You're not the default.
I'm not as interesting as Pamela Clare. I can tell you that much.
Interesting as Pamela Clare. I don't know a lot of people that are as interesting as Pamela Clare, but that doesn't mean that you're not very fun to talk to, Sheila English, and that,
well,
you know, it's not always, you know, kind of a hoot to hang out with you.
People can find out more about Pamela Clare at Pamela Clare, and that's CLARE.com. She has a new book out called Breaking Point, and I'm just going to say this because it'll help us segue into what we will end up talking about tonight, unless she calls in.
Yes.
The cover of this book, we're looking at big chest, low riding jeans. Holy cow!
Which is why the certain topic came up. Although, before, for our loyal listeners, and I know we have so many, and by the way, I just want to say thanks, everybody, for all the wonderful comments on Facebook and everything. Jeffrey bought me a desk, and it looks like a romance writer's desk. It's like a reproduction of an antique, so it's just this hulking thing. So he pulled up before he hit the mountain, as we like to say.
We love redeemable heroes.
Yes.
So.
We do, and we do like, you know, although I did, in that same vein, I did tell him, look, you don't have to wait before it's darkest before the dawn to do, you know, the good thing. You could, you know, pull it in a little sooner and save yourself some heartache, but he thought this was much more fun and dramatic. So it was a few days after Mother's Day, and after, of course, I made my comments on the air, immortalized now on the internet. So there you go. But in time to probably save his own Father's Day situation.
Right.
So
right.
That's brilliant, isn't that? That's brilliant. So now he's guaranteed that he's not going to get a box of rocks and some,
right,
you know, power bars or whatever.
Maybe you can get him the DVD edition of Thor when it comes out as a gift.
So here's the thing. So you said we were on the phone. We're doing the show, and then you said you've seen it twice since it came out, and you saw it regular, and then you went to see 3D, and for one reason and one reason only. And you said, you know, it's almost a direct quote, but you were like, there is this one scene where this guy is wearing jeans. And I swear, I was like, oh, okay, you know, and I kind of filed it away in the, oh, that's interesting. But it didn't really register. No, it did not. And so we go, and there's the 3D option or the 2D, and I was like, well, let's just do 3D. What the heck? Life is short. Not realizing the tickets were going to basically be a mortgage payment.
Right.
And I'm going to say it on the air. I kept my glasses, damn it. Because the money I paid, as far as I'm concerned, I paid for those 3D glasses, and I will be sneaking them in. That's right, sneaking them in to future screenings with my glasses. So there. Come and get me, cinema police. I dare you.
I actually did a movie review after I saw the 3D. I saw 2D first.
Okay.
And then I went back and I saw 3D on Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a movie review because, honestly, 3D, because it is so expensive, to me, there has to be, the 3D has to really add something to the overall experience. Or why pay for that amount? You know, why pay that big amount of money?
Exactly.
And I recommended not seeing 3D, but... Oh. I recommended seeing the movie because the movie's amazing.
I thought the 3D was, I mean, because I hadn't seen it in 2. I enjoyed it in 3D, but let me just, getting back to, of course, the situation at hand, here's what happens. In the back of my mind, I'm like, there's something with genes, But, of course, we're a long way from Earth for a vast portion of the film. And I was like, I don't see this guy wearing jeans anytime soon. But this is fun, and I'm enjoying it, and there's a lot of running around. And Jeffrey, of course, was just thrilled. He was having the best time ever. But I swear to God, when that boy came out of that bathroom.
No shirt on.
No shirt on. And those jeans are just 1 or 2 inches away from, from electronic 70s porn music coming on.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And Jeffrey knows it because, I'm not a vocal. I don't talk through films or anything. But when I get very still and very quiet, he knows that something is occurring on the other side of the little armrest. He knows. I got very thorn, as they would say, and I just got very still. I was like, oh. And it's like this little mental recording starts. Gee, I'm going to remember this for later. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And I will say this. Natalie Portman's reaction to him is exactly the reaction that was, it was done very well. And that
it
is
really
the
was.
Stupid loss of speech, right? Face red, flushed, you're an idiot. The whole thing, that is the phobia. That's the phobia I had. And I just empathized with her tremendously. And and I loved the sidekick character, the college girl. I thought that was perfect.
Oh, I did too.
To have somebody in the
I,
room. Yeah.
All the characters were really well done. I have to tell you, when I first heard they were doing Thor, and it's like, I wasn't really too sure that I was going to care. What I thought? I thought about He-Man. I don't know why. You remember the old show He-Man and She-Ra, right?
Mm.
And I thought, I saw that movie, and I didn't care for it, and I think this is going to be that. And I really wasn't that excited about it. But my husband does the Behind the Mask radio show on Thursday nights, and so he does all the comic books and graphic novel stuff. And, he wanted to see the midnight showing and all this. And you know what? I'm there for him. I'm there for him. I'm not that really into it. But you know what? He goes and he sees the Twilight movies with me at midnight. I'm going to go. I'm there for you, baby.
There you go.
So
and
go.
In his defense, up until now, the comic books translated to film have really been disappointing. Am I right?
Except for Iron Man. Not Iron Man. Iron Man is amazing. Hulk, not too happy with it.
No,
Dylan Dog. Saw Dylan Dog, which is based off of a graphic novel.
Spider-Man.
You only say Iron Man because of Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, but we're talking about
there's my husband.
Pure comic book to Spider-Man. Superman. I mean, it's just, it hasn't always been easy to translate that to film. And I'm with you. I was like, Thor, it could be good, or it could be the most painful hour and a half of my life. These are the two options, agony or,
entertainment.
But, oh,
it's
my.
It was, oh, my.
Oh, my. Yeah, I kept my glasses. Yeah, it was very nice. Very, very nice. I was very still for a lot of that film. It was very nice.
You know what I love?
It
had
something
really,
for everyone.
Chris Hemsworth, I think is the name of the actor who plays Thor. And I thought he did great because you really got a sense of his character arc. I was really happy with that.
Yeah, it was hard to miss that one. Was that his name or his name wasn't Arles, Carl, Garl, Carl, the guy with like 12?
No. Chris I believe he was in the last Star Trek movie. He played Captain Kirk's father in the opening of that movie. Mm-hmm.
That's
and
not
so
the same guy?
It's not Captain Kirk. It's Captain Kirk's father. Is that right, Ed?
Yes, he played George Kirk at the very beginning when when James T. Kirk was being born while George Kirk was far away.
I am a geek. You don't have to tell me about the Star Trek. I'm on it, man. Oh, wow. Oh, God, I'm really happy. Okay, so
yeah.
You were telling this story about how you were being supportive and you were going to the midnight showing because, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
I had some flutter, though. Did you? I mean, I needed a drink. I was like, okay, you know what this would really go with is a rum and Coke. That's what I made a little mental note. The only thing lacking right now is a cocktail. That's what's missing for me is a little cocktail. That felt like a guilty pleasure.
It was
horrible. I was like, I cannot believe I am sitting here openly gawking Beefcake, and there's my husband sitting right there, and I'm trying to be so cool.
So Beefcake.
And
you've got a very handsome husband, too.
I do, but I'm trying to make, you know, like intelligent comments about sword play and or, you know, I'm serious. I'm like, you know,
that's
discussing
the
Norse.
I've ever seen.
I'm discussing Norse mythology in the car on the way home because I'm trying not to, you know, basically admit that, you know, nudity is going to be happening in our home later for all the wrong reasons. And it's terrible. It's terrible.
You know what? I'm telling you, men don't care what the reasons are as long as the nudity happens.
Did you comment on how well he wielded his hammer?
I thought the size and, yes, that was just an amazing, piece of equipment.
Very big hammer. He was very good with his hammer.
Yes, every home should have one of those. And I don't know. Everything you say just sounds so dirty. And I was having such a hard time. And Jeff was like, wasn't that great? And I was like, oh, yeah, that was I can't. There's not a word comes to mind. I couldn't review that film with a straight face. No, it's just not possible. Because words like lickable would come out or, you know, wow. I just wrong. Wrong, horrible words about, yes. Brown, smooth muscles, and yes, how wow, and just strong.
He did a great. It was fun. Natalie Portman, I thought, was perfect. I really loved her whole reaction to him. And she's a geek gal, you know. She's a geek girl, science girl.
Yes.
It's like I can relate to her.
You would have
exactly.
She was smart, but yes, it's like okay, can't talk now. Too close. Standing too close. Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
And I did not expect her to hit him with the car the second time. Sorry if that's a spoiler for anybody, but I swear to God, I've never laughed so hard in my life.
It really was funny.
Oh.
Yes. They did a great job of having appropriate humor in the appropriate places. It was not cheesy. It was funny.
No. It was phenomenal. One more time, if he said something about, how dare you, and then they cream him, I thought, I am going to have to change my clothes. It's absolutely hilarious. This guy is just going to get tased again, and I don't think I can handle it. I'm just like, it's just too funny.
Oh, I know. That was great. And, you know, and I love that the creatures, the special effects, it was all just top-notch. It was really amazing. Now, let me ask you, though, because this is an important question.
Uh-oh.
Did you stay to the end?
No,
did
I don't.
Did you stay? Uh-oh. You are not geeky enough. You didn't see you didn't see, after all the credits roll, there's a clip. So for those people who haven't seen it, stay to the bitter end at the payoff.
Oh. Well, I am not paying $900 to go see it in 3D again, damn it. So forget it. I'll do that in 2D, and then I will report back to you. Now I have to go see it again. Oh, darn. Oh, this is so terrible. Oh, whatever will I do? I am so upset. I'm just going to have to go by myself with a girlfriend. And
there you go. You're going to have to force your take one for the team or watch it again.
There you go. All right. Well, apologies to Pamela Clare. Everybody, www.pamelaclare.com. And tell her we missed her. And we'll just see you guys next week for more canned laughter and eye coffee. And I promise we will not. Okay, I can't make any promises. We might talk about Thor some more. Okay, everybody, good night. And have a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.